Okay, I'm Harry McKinley Williams, Jr. I am Laird Bell, Professor of History at Carleton College. I'm also 61 years old. I've been at Carleton for 21 years. I teach African American history, Black Atlantic history, focusing on the relationship between Ghana and the United States. So yeah, I have many interests, yeah. How I define peace in my life is a function of where I am in chronological age, and probably in historical age too. At this juncture, I'm seeking and striving after personal peace. I'm seeking and striving after personal peace in my own life. Again, quoting Baldwin, I'm not going to live another 61 years. That may be unfortunate, and that may be for the good. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But at 61, one starts thinking about, I've started thinking about legacy. And I've also started thinking about the opposite of that, the future. And even the present, those three components. At present, I want to make peace with my great anger at America. I want to make peace with myself. I want to make peace with the people I hold dear and close, my bosom buddy friends, my thick and thin friends. And when I say peace, I'm defining peace in those domains as a more humane, a more positive orientation towards self and others. Now, the first one I mentioned, of course, was peace with America. I don't think that I will ever become peaceful if by that I mean acceptance or full accommodation to some horrific things that have happened to people of African descent in the United States. I don't ever want to make peace with that. I hope, in some sense, if this is not a contradiction, to go out screaming, not because I would fear death, but to sort of be a witness at the end that we've made some horrible mistakes toward what is professed to be a more perfect union, a more civil society. And I want to remind people of that. Some of the obstacles that get in our way of the attainment of peace. In my view, a principal obstacle would be the failure to engage in rigorous self-analysis and to assess the outcome, however painful, contradictory, complicated that outcome may be. I think the first gesture, the first movement toward peace, well, must be individual assessment, individual inventory. You know, where do I stand in relationship to you? Where do I stand in relationship to my fellow human beings? Are my motives genuine? And if they are not genuine, how do I acknowledge my hidden agendas and accept them, deal with them, revise them, or say, sometimes we must do, this is the way it is. And then if we move from the individual self-assessment, self-inventory, self-reading, we must strive to do that on a collective basis. Again, going back to the self-inventory, what someone says, the unexamined life is not worth living. Well, a lot of people are not examining their lives and they continue to live. So yeah, I'm hoping for reconciliation. I'm hoping for recognition, but I'm not going to hold my breath for it. We hear on TV all the time, now we can heal. We hear it on TV all the time, a time for healing. In my experience, I found very few people who genuinely concerned with healing. And maybe this has something to do with human nature. Maybe this has something to do with the fact that under this mask of civility, we still are in a state of nature. As one of my professors used to say, we're red in tooth and claw. You know, that we all have claws, that we all have fangs, and that we enter into a contract, a social contract, to ameliorate but not erase our primitive natures. You know, that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to get at. That reconciliation will require an understanding or an assessment of what is necessary for reconciliation. But even having said that, maybe reconciliation is a romantic pipe dream, is idealistic, and that what we as a people, as a nation, must say this is the best that we can get, given the fact that in a civil society, there's a contractual arrangement that we won't go after each other in tooth and claw. I don't know. I think this is as good as we can get.